Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined us, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we talk about... Oh my gosh. Where we read your listener submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices, and also bumble every single word that comes out of my mouth.
Well, you started off laughing. So I think
off to a bad start.
Robin had to move her mic closer to her mouth and we were giggling about it.
Yeah.
Sorry. If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. If writing out an entire thing is not your jam, well, awesome for you. We have a voicemail service.
Good for you, I guess.
And so there is a 3-minute like little cutoff point. And if you don't finish your story in time, just give us a call back and we'll put it together. That number is 351-207-0799. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you prefer us not to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit.
Yeah.
So
that was
what
a bumbly,
have you been doing?
Jumbly mouthful.
It is.
We're just hanging out today, guys. I'm going to be really honest with you. I am currently very fried between school starting, summer ending, August being super hot, and me finishing up a course I'm working on. I'm personally tapped. So I told Maria, hey, can we keep it chill this week?
It's so hot and so much stuff is going on. It's like, I don't know, probably 108 degrees outside right now. It's disgusting. It's so
misery.
Gross.
Genuine misery. Genuine misery. I am over it. And we're having like these false autumn starts. So like the morning is like 56
so
degrees.
Jealous. Oh my God. That sounds
Which
amazing.
Is wonderful. And I'm like, I'm going to wear a little cardigan. I'm going to wear some pants. And then by 10 a.m., I'm like, just kidding. I'm going to get naked and lay on the floor and wait for death.
Yeah. Here it's like those desert scenes in movies, like where they're panning across the desert. And it plays that one song where you know that it's hot. It's awful. So gross. So gross. And yes, with the kids starting school.
I just got a handle on our summer because My husband and son have been doing jujitsu, Brazilian jujitsu.
So
it's really
doing
cute,
it together.
And they're both like having so much fun doing it together, and I love it. And like, it's just great. But I just got a handle, I feel like, on our schedule from that. And I'm like, yeah. And then on top of that, we're homeschooling again. So I was like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
That's just like the story of us moms, how we're getting a handle on our schedules and then like completely changing.
And then on top of that, two of my wards came down at the house, which I'm like,
which one of you stinky motherfuckers is coming for my family?
So I've got to redo all my wards because what the fuck?
No, that's funny. I've been thinking about redoing mine too.
Two of them came down in the same day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. So which one of you stinky spell. Fucking bitchers, bitches is coming for me?
Maybe it's whose name we shall not mention on the last episode.
Oh, you mean
episode.
The cokehead who I said was a cokehead on our live Q&A episode?
He heard. He tingled.
I hope he did. Like, fucking don't be such a fucking lunatic and then people won't hate you. I don't know.
I don't know. Words still
live
by.
What if you just were a fundamentally good person? What would that be like?
I don't know.
I do think what I said was not only accurate, but hilarious. I messaged a couple of people about it, and they were like, no lies were told.
You're like, I don't regret it at all.
I regret nothing. I regret nothing. If it was him, which I doubt it, because he couldn't hex his way out of a paper bag, but if it was him, that I regret nothing. I didn't say a single lie, so... And if you guys want to know what we're talking about, head on over to Patreon. We're in the live Q&A. I called somebody out directly, so there you go.
There you go. So what else have you been working on lately?
I'm working on a course. I have a course that's gone live, which I'm really excited about. It is a tarot course, but it's not a 101 course. Like the class is under the assumption that you have a basic understanding of tarot already. So, the class is to basically help people gain more confidence for reading for others and reading in general with confidence and reading in my personal reading style, which is reading the cards as though it's a story and not a spread. It's a 6-week course. I just finished the first 2 weeks articles. I've got to edit the videos that go with it, but it's like long ass fucking articles where I probably should shut up. Homework, a video, and then for those who join the initial group, which starts on September 21st, we're going to be doing live Q&As every week for that first wave. And then after that, you're purchasing the course without the Q&A. So I don't know. I think it's going to be really good.
That sounds amazing.
Thanks.
Love all things tarot.
Thanks.
You're so welcome.
Thanks. I'm really excited about it. I've never done a full course before. I've taught lots of classes, but I've never done like a full course. And I don't know, I'm trying to put my whole back into it, and I feel really good about it.
Yeah, and if it's good and people enjoy it, you can always offer it again another time.
Well, I'm going to leave all these resources up after, on hand. Yeah, I'm going to leave it up, and then if people want to do another Q&A round, my plan is that I will like schedule a future Q&A round, maybe like quarterly for those who want to join it. And then my next course, because I'm enjoying making it so much, I'm going to do another one. And I'm going to do that all on death magic.
That sounds amazing.
It's going to be really fun. I'm very excited.
No, that sounds amazing, especially a death word class. I don't really... Oh no.
Yeah, like a full like month-long devotional for it. I think it'll be really great.
Yeah, that would be really good. A lot of fun. And you can incorporate tarot into that too.
Yeah.
Or divination.
I don't know. I think it's going to be great. What have you been working on, girl?
So ever since the eclipse happened, I'm in like this full like house cleaning, cleansing thing. Like I literally this morning, 8 o'clock, I was cleaning out our pantry and like pulling everything out, wiping everything down, throwing old stuff away. And later on, I'm going to go through our drawers and clean them out. Wipe them down. I don't know what my problem is. My wife literally wrote me and was like, are you nesting? And I'm like, God, yes. Nesting for the demon baby who was coming, apparently. But no. But also, like, cleaning. And as I said, I really want to redo my own wards, too. But I like to... I'm trying to hold off until Scorpio season, because that's when I typically like to... redo the house wards. But I don't know, I kind of want to go ahead and do them. Maybe I'll just do a few and then I can do more later. I don't know. I think I've been on a new medication and I feel like I'm just finally getting my shit together and I have all this energy now to work with, and I'm like really taking care of all the business that I've let kind of like go past mm-hmm. 3 years of being quasi unwell. So
yeah, she's doing so well, guys, to the point that I told a friend of mine about what she's doing for her endo. So I'm mm-hmm. very excited for you.
Me too. I hope it, like, I'm hoping it's not like placebo effect. I guess we'll see. We'll give it a couple months. We'll give it a couple months and see.
I've been let down before. Girlfriend, have some optimism.
No, like, not flaring for an entire month was a very nice, even though I was terrified the entire mm-hmm. time of like doing something and just setting it off and ending up a mermaid in the bath, because that's mm-hmm. what happens. I just stay in the bath all day with an endo flare. But yeah, no, getting stuff done and even like energy wise towards my spell work and stuff like that has been really good too. Like I've been doing a whole lot more.
Right?
Yeah. And so I've been like automatic writing more, drawing, doing a lot of daily devotional stuff. And though today I was trying to do like my little meditating hedge crossing thing and mm-hmm. I'm like ovulating, guys, and I always get so tired during my ovulation. And I literally heard as I was trying to enter my like space that you're too tired for this. And I was like, okay. So
good night.
I was like, okay, I won't do it right now. So
that's really
let
funny.
That go. I tried though. I was very stubborn and kept like pushing, but. No, it just was not. It was just not happening. But
fair.
I don't know. But lately, I've been trying to do it like once a day more now that I have energy. And a lot of them have been pretty interesting. And I've been enjoying writing them down and venturing.
Have you
them.
Tried that the light meditation app that we were using there called like... Luminate, I think is what it was called when I was doing the guided or the meditations through the Discord.
I think that's when I was still having a little bit of headache, so I didn't really...
You should give it a try.
Yeah.
You close it your eyes. Like your eyes are closed while you're doing it.
That's crazy.
And it's really cool.
Actually, I've heard some really crazy stories about it, I think on like TikTok. And
yeah,
like,
maybe.
People trying it and like seeing a lot of weird stuff, so... I'm down to see weird stuff. Oh, hiccup.
It's very, very cool. We did it a handful of times and it was just great. So give it a whirl, girl.
Yeah, I'm willing to try it. Sounds like fun. But I'm really ready for spooky season to start. I have yet to decorate.
I'm ready for spooky season to start. I saw a DIY where you take these like buckets, like outdoor buckets.
I saw the same one.
The
ones
that look like the McDonald's buckets. I told Francis he has to do them for me.
Yes.
I was like, do these for me, please.
See, I saw someone do also vintage, like they layered them and did like the vintage faces and stuff that they used to have.
Oh no, they were real. People are so creative.
Everybody's so creative.
Yeah. It sounds like
they're so creative. I want to do something fun. We didn't really decorate at all last year, and I'd like to this year. And my 5-year-old just told me, after a year of telling me he wants to be a skeleton for Halloween, which is fine. I'm like, yeah, great. He told me today, October 19th, not October, August 19th, that he would like to be a monster truck.
Okay. Fun.
Sure, son. Anything else I can do for you?
I'm like, hey, that would be fun, making little cardboard like monster truck and little straps.
That's what I'm gonna make him, like little straps, and he wants to be Gravedigger.
So cute.
Gravedigger. Probably gonna make his dad be Megalodon and give him like a shark tail.
Cute.
I think we're doing Bob's Burgers. And my daughter wants to be a
princess.
Oh, she is a princess. She wants to be a princess. She's already one, and she's so cute.
I was like, what kind of princess do you want to be? She goes, a pretty princess. I was like, say less, queen.
So cute.
One pity princess for you, darling.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's so funny, though.
Yeah. I love that age. That age is so much fun.
Yeah, so I'm really obsessed with this age. She is, listen, not to like talk about my kids, but I'm going to do that.
No, do it.
My daughter is such a fucking force. Like, it's today, for example, we're potty training. I said, sweetie, could you please go to the potty? Go pee pee for mommy in the potty. She goes, okay, mommy. And she does forward rolls. All the way down the hallway to the bathroom. No pants on. Just booty hole to the sky. Go doing forward off, rolls.
Queen.
I was like, yeah, sure. Why not?
Why not? Wouldn't be that young and free.
And then she didn't go to the bathroom, and she forwarded rolled back to me. And I was like, baby, did you go potty? She goes, oh, I forgot. I was like, okay, well. Do you think you could roll back to the bathroom and finish that up? She goes, okay, mommy. And then she forward rolled all the way back and went potty.
Oh. Hey, you're bear witnessing to the energy she took from you while, you know,
was so fucked up. And she just like, I don't understand her logic at all, but I also don't feel like I need to understand it. Like, it's such a creation of its own making that I'm just like, yeah, sure, why not, go for it, girl.
Could you imagine doing that as a full-grown adult?
I tried to chase her on my hands and knees earlier today. That was just like walking like a dog, and I was like, oh, this hurts, everything hurts. Oh, speaking of everything hurting, did I tell you about the crazy surgery I have to get?
No.
Okay, so you know how I'm like, I have chronic pain, as we both know. So I finally said, fuck it, I'm gonna go see a podiatrist. Okay, I'm gonna go see a foot doctor. Because my feet, and then all the way up my feet into my spine, always hurts. So I went to the podiatrist. They made me get x-rays on my feet, and then we had to go in to talk about it, right? He goes, so when did you break your foot? And I was like, as far as I'm aware, never. Is it broken right now? And he goes, no. He goes, you broke your foot at some point and just did nothing about it. And that's why you're in constant pain. And I was like, I have no recollection of ever hurting my foot so bad that I was like, that it had to have been broken.
That's crazy.
And I've had this pain since before I got with my husband. So this will have been when I was in like college that I like broke my foot, I guess, and just ignored it. Was like, fuck it, it's fine. And continued about my life. So now you got these, what are they called? They're not mandibles. It's the... The fucking big long foot on the top of your, the bones on the top of your feet that connect to your toes. Yeah. So they're all supposed to be like more or less parallel. The one that goes in my big toe is like, okay, here, I'm trying to do this backwards. Okay, so here's my four toes and then the big toe is like this. And it's supposed to be like this. For those who are obviously not here, it's about a 15% grade. So he has to break my bone, put graft in it, and then put like a piece of metal on it to replace it, and then shave off all these bone spurs that have developed because my bones are just jamming into each other instead of functioning properly.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy? I was like, yeah. And like, I've done like the Hoka shoes or like the Brooks. And I'm like, it makes my pain worse. It does not make it better. Like switching to like a flat footed shoe is the only thing that's helped. He goes, well, yeah, that makes sense. Your bone is like two centimeters higher in the back than it's supposed to be. So you put the Hokas on and then it collapses the rest of your foot and it hurts. I was like, learning a lot. So what you're saying is I've got the best feet in the business. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Do you blame nightlife, Robin? Young nightlife,
first of all,
Robin?
As a Christian and a virgin and somebody who's been sober my entire life, I don't know what you're talking about.
I still have a scar on my knee from when I was dancing and like fell off of a like a sidewalk. And
I 100% blame Jeffrey Campbell's shoes for this. Okay, because my feet always hurt in those things. How was I supposed to know? Okay, fuck you, your Mr. Campbell. Like it's his fault personally for what I did.
Yeah, I like how, you know, at that age we're like, oh, after a few drinks, you know, your feet don't hurt anymore.
Well, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, apparently so much so that you have a broken foot and you're just like, fuck it, we ball.
That
isn't that
is
ridiculous?
The most like 20 something.
So now I have to get a surgery where I have to be completely off of my foot for a month and a half to 2 months.
Oh, are you going to get the little
scooter? Yeah.
The scooter.
But that also means I can't drive. That means like for the first couple of days, I'm going to be bedbound. I'm like, ah.
That's
and
stressful.
And the foot doctor has done bone spurs on my mom's feet, which is what I just assumed I had. And then he's done my dad's foot from when my dad fell off the roof and shattered his ankle. And so I was like, yes, I'm the third of my blood to come to you, sir.
Not only did you go see him, you brought more injuries.
Yeah. And he was just like, what is going on in your family?
He's like, I think your guys should wear bubble shoes.
Bubbles. Like,
just,
what are those?
Just
like,
consider
little...
it.
But some it was like years wrap. Ago. I was literally a baby girl. So like, what
you
do you want
a baby
from
girl.
Me?
A baby girl walking around with a broken foot. Like, it's fine,
do you know
guys.
The shoes I'm talking about too? The wooden heel
so.
Wedge ones?
Yeah.
Oh my God, let me find them. I wore these shoes. I also had a spiky pair. Hold on. I'm going to show you. Jeffrey Campbell
Are
shoes.
Are you sending it to you?
I'm just going to hold it up to the camera for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so these are the shoes I'm talking about. Oh, there's the camera.
Oh, yes. I do
wore
remember those.
Every
those.
Single
I
day, and then
those.
I also had these ones, too.
I had those, too.
With, like, the spikes on the back.
Yeah, I think mine was, like,
so this will
knock-offs,
be what broke
but...
my foot at some point. That's
Not
so crazy.
Surprised. Not surprised.
It's so nuts. It's crazy, girl.
It's so crazy. You know how everything in our body is connected and how it causes other pain elsewhere. So stupid. So annoying.
Well, it's like, it makes sense. It's like, if my foot is fucked, then it's like throwing
off
my hips, which then throws off my spine. And
it could even have given you TMD, too, if it's throwing off your hips.
No, I've had that way before, whenever I
even before.
Probably broke this foot. I've had that since I started puberty.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Our bodies are garbage pins.
I think the TMJ is because my teeth are really nice. Like, I have really nice teeth and I have a perfect bite. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that the perfect bite actually aligns with where my jaw should sit. Mm-hmm. Because me getting TMJ started around the exact same time that I got my braces off.
See, I hear that from so many people, how braces actually gave it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
So what can I say? I'm just a girl.
Just a girl.
Well, on that super fun note, are you excited for me to have a cast?
I'm so excited. You need to put
Send us your best foot magic spells. We're going to call them magical foot jobs. Send them to me and I will put them on my cast.
I was about to say, you should ask everyone to send you a sticker to put on your cast.
Ooh, that's actually a really good idea.
Isn't that cute?
That's really cute. That would be really fun. I have to open a new PO box, but I will do that before I get surgery. And then everyone can send me stickers and I'll put it all over my thing.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
So like fun. All right. Well, on that note, guys, we are going to go. We're going to say bye-bye. We will see you next week for our main episode. And don't forget to join us at the end of the month for our class with Samantha Weisberg. Thank you all so much for joining us today. We hope to see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out the website for links to our submission forms, or you can shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com or send us a voicemail at 351-207-0799. We love you.
Yes, we do. And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on whatever you are listening on. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, have a backlog of Patreon-exclusive episodes, and a monthly Q&A, live episodes only found on the Patreon, and have a Spell of the Month box and a Discord full of amazing people and events. Come join us.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I have been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.